Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Kodesh Tov. So we are Parshat Shoftim. So the first piece is from the Vilna Gaon, and it deals with the opening psukim. Shoftim v'shoftim titen lecha, which applies to judges and officers, and goes on to say, the Torah mentions five warnings to judges. And one of them is v'lo tikach shochat, not to take a bribe, ki ha-shochet ya'aver einei chachamim, because shochat, bribery, blinds the eyes of chachamim, of wise people. And the Vilna Gaon points out something very interesting. But Parshat Mishpatim, you have the same din, the same warning for a judge not to take bribes, but it says ki ha-shochet ya'aver pikhim. Not chachamim, referring to judges with two terminologies. One is that a judge is a chacham, and the other is that he's a pikeach. Chacham, we know, means a wise person. A pikeach is also a wise person. But what's the difference between the two of them? They both mean wise, but you know, there's a rule that there's no such thing as a synonym in Lashon Kodesh. In Hebrew, there's no such thing as a synonym. You'll have words that are interchangeable, like, you know, we interchange them, like pikeach. Oh, he's such a pikeach. Oh, he's such a chacham. But they mean different things. Lashon Kodesh, part of the kedusha of Lashon Kodesh is all of these, like ani ve'evyon, two different words for poverty. A poor person is an ani or an evyon. They're both very different, right? Here you have, so what's the difference between a pikeach and what's the difference in a chacham? And if we understand the difference between the two, as the Gaon will explain to us, we'll see that this is a very brilliant idea that the Torah is putting forth to us now about a judge. So he says like this, Yesh levayer, let me explain, ki hadayan tzarech liot maskil bebeit dvarim. A judge has to be wise in two different areas. Number one, Aleph, Leida heitev eichu hadin shel kol davar. Yes, no, the halacha. Right? He's got a case in front of him. He's got to adjudicate a case. He's got to be a chacham in Torah. He's got to have the bases of Torah, of Shas and Poskim and Shulchan Aruch. But number two, it's not enough for the judge to have all of that wisdom in his head, all of the chacham, all of the Torah. Liot pikeach be'enei ha'olam, be'inyanei ha'olam, he has to be wise and incisive, and he has to, what we say today in modern lingo, he has to get it. He has to be able to see, you know, the between the lines, to know people. He has to be a psychologist. He has to be able to know the circumstances of contemporary society. Shelefamim, sometimes, af shehadayim hukach, right? Shelefamim, af shehadin hukach, even though sometimes the din is black and white. You know, two guys come before the Bezdin, and it seems very obvious that the din is going to go with Reuven over Shimon. Ah, however, mishu pikeach bein inyanei olam, but someone who is wise to the world, he knows a little bit about the business world, about what these guys are arguing about. Let's say they have a business din, lahavin ha'arumiyot, he knows the sneakiness, the deceptiveness, right, of getting around the law, yodeu margish, he senses, the judge, shadavar iefshar liot kamo shehu toeh. It's impossible the way Reuven is tining, it's impossible. There's something else here beneath the surface, and I've got to flesh it out. That's a pikeah. V'hu al derech maimer chazal, this is based on what the rabbis say, minayim ledayin sheyodeh bedin shehu merumach, Shelo yomar hoil va'edim me'idim echtachenu. How do we know this? The Gemara in Shuas. That a judge can't say, well, I know the halacha, this seems to be the halacha, and we have two witnesses, and witnesses came, and this seems to be enough. Right? Right? V'yehe kolar tolu b'tzavar ha'edim, right? He has to be very careful, very scrupulous. He has to say, maybe the Edim are not telling the truth. Maybe there's a whole collusion here going on, right? V'hine b'chol makom d'chtiv chachamim. Whenever the Torah says chacham, hainu b'torah, it relates to Torah knowledge. V'pikhim, when it says pikeach, an incisive person, hainu b'mile d'alma. That means in the ways of the world. So the judge has to be not only, you know, wise in Torah, he has to be wise in the ways of the world. V'hadayin halokeach shochad, and the judge who takes bribery, hashochad ya'aver enei sichlo, and that bribery is going to blind his seichel, bein bechochmat ha-Torah, bein bemilei da'alma. Whether it is in chochmat ha-Torah, whether it's in milei da'alma v'lo yoda ha-din, and he won't know the din. So this seems to be an adavar pashut by us, but you see the brilliance of the Torah that the Gra is bringing out. He's bringing out this idea when the Torah says that shochad is ma'avir enei chachamim, and ma'avir enei pichim is the two dimensions that a rav or a judge has to have. He has to be a chacham in the Torah knowledge, but he also has to be a pikeach and a psychologist in the ways of the world. That maybe the din is not so poshut. He has to see through and flesh through what's in front of him. But either way, he can be bribed, right? Anyone, that's human nature. But that you can bribe him with his knowledge, so he can pervert the knowledge, or you can bribe him with his pikhut, not to see, to close his eyes to what seems to be obvious. Then he continues the Vilna Gaon. Zeh she'amru chazal, the Masechet Sanhedrin, this is in our oral tradition, Mai dichtiv, dino laboker b'mishpat. It's a pasuk that says, dino leboker mishpat. The judgment literally is in the morning. What is that? He means to say, the Gemara says, im barur lecha ha-davar keboker amarta. If the judgment is as clear to you as the sun rising in the morning, then paskin. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, Rabbi Yochanan, mechakeh, emor lechachma achotiyat, mehacha rather, I learn it from here, emor lechachma achotiyat, say to wisdom that she is your sister. You can only paskin if you know the din so clearly, just as obvious as one cannot marry one's sister. That's how obvious the din has to be to you. Not, well, I think this is the pshat, I think this is the halacha, right? Then amru, then say the din. V'im lav, if not, al ta amre, don't say it. Yesh lavin ma'o sif Rabbi Yonatan, shalom nichlal davar b'maim harishon. What did Rabbi Yonatan add in this, right? There are two psukim here in the Gemara. The first is, if the din is as clear to you as boker, right? The clarity of the sun rising in the morning. And then he says, no, if it's clear to you that, like the halacha, that you cannot marry your sister. So what did he add? There's two dimensions here. So he wants to say to Gra that this is based on his understanding. Ela ke boker, hu keneged shahadayin tzarich liot pikeach b'milei de'alma. The sun rising in the morning, that's the world. That's the way of the world. That's nature. That's the natural order. So the dayan has to be a chacham in the ways of the world, in mili ba'al da'alma, like the sun rising. He has to be familiar with the world. Ke'inyan ha'boker shu inyan pashut v'yishuvu shel olam. It's part of nature. U'ke'achotcha, and like the compared to the metaphor that the din has to be as clear to you as your sister who is forbidden to you in marriage, zeu keneged ha'chiyuv le'da ha'din shel kol davar. He has to know the Torah, he has to know the din, the halakha, ka'achoto, asher mevuar isura b'torah, that's also, she's also to you. L'chein, therefore, b'parshat mishpatim, in mishpatim, katav ya'aver pikhim, keneged chachmato b'inyan ha'olam. That's why, when the Torah presents this din of a judge taking a bride, that it mentions pikeach in one place, V'kan, and in our parsha, Einei Chachamim, right? Keneged yidiyat ha-din l'halacha l'maase, that he knows the din l'halacha l'maase. Ki b'shnei ha-ma'alot, gam yachad ha-shochad ma'aver enayim. Because in either way, the judge can be deceived. Now, it's another point that I want to mention. It's not on the sheet. One of the things that the Torah mentions right after it tells you about justice, right? Shoftim v'shotrim titein lecha. So it tells you, the Torah tells us, lo tita asherah, not to plant an asherah tree next to the mizbeach. So what's the connection? What's the nexus between this din of planting an asherah tree next to the Beit HaMishpat? Right, he's talking about Shoftim and Shotrim, about judges and court and based it. So there are many answers to this question, but I want to offer one answer, that there's that planting a tree is the polar opposite of the dinim of justice in the Torah. The tree, planting a tree, represents the natural order, right? The tree is subject. You have to water a tree, you plant it, has to have, it depends on the earth, and depends on the elements, the wind, and so on, and the seasons, where you plant it. It's survival of the fittest. The natural order represents the notion of survival of the fittest, that the strongest will persevere. The tree that's planted in the best place, with the best climate, etc., 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 right? Mishpat of the Torah is the opposite of survival of the fittest, of the order of nature. The Mishpat of the Torah gives credit to the strong and the weak. That the weakest person is on a level playing field with the strongest person. So a guy comes into Beis Din, one person is a gvir, he's a wealthy person, the other person is a pauper, right? Torah doesn't make a distinction between the tree that's planted in a good place or the sapling that's planted in the wrong place and doesn't grow. Everybody's equal. So this is to point out the tremendous quality of the Torah, that it's in contradistinction to the natural order of survival of the fittest. Okay. The other thing we can mention here, the Shem Yishmuel, who we many times quote, brings this, that it says Shotrim v'Shotrim titein lecha. So why is this mentioned together? Rashi tells us that Shoftim refers to judges, Shotrim refers to the police department, who enforce the law, those who enforce the law. So why are these put together? And why is it lecha? So he explains that the judge has to be both. He has to understand that what he's doing, there are consequences, it's going to be enforced. But also it's lecha, it's speaking to us on a personal level, the Shem Yishmuel says. It's not just talking to judges in a court, it's talking to every single Jew. Lecha, every Jew has to be a shofet and a shoter. He has to b'sha'arecha, and he speaks about the five gates that a person has, meaning our five senses, that we have to place judgment and good sense and protection and enforcement on the five senses, our five sha'arim, to go through life. And if we do that, we will live a meaningful life. Okay, that's the Shem Yishmuel. Okay, let's go back here to the sheet. Number two is from the Be'er Yosef. The Be'er Yosef was Rav Yosef Salant, who I've told you numerous times was one of those Jews that you see in Mea Sharim in the golden kapotes, right in the shtreimel. He was one of the Rashi Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Shari Shamayim, which is the Yeshiva L'Mukubalim in Yerushalayim, of the Kabbalists. And he was a great darshan, and when he died, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach convinced his children to publish his drushes. So here he says something very nice on the Parsha. Al pi haTorah asher yorucha, v'al hamishpat asher yomulach, ta'ase, you must adjudicate, and you must live according to the Torah, the way it's written. And do lo tasur min hadavar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmo. Don't go deviate to the right or to the left, right? And he quotes Rashi, yamin usmo, afilo omer lecha al yamin shehu usmo. Even if the dayan tells you, the rav tells you, court, your right hand is your left hand, you have to listen. Val smo shehu yamin, your left hand is your right hand, right? And he quotes this from the Sifrei, Afilu nira'ime be'necha, even if it appears in your eyes, al smol shehu yamin, that according to your intuition, your senses, your logic, you know, it's right. He's telling me left. Well, you mean shoe small, shalom, you have to follow the din. Okay? Now, listen carefully, because he points out something that I would not have noticed if I would not have read this essay. Kamksiv lo tasur yaminu small. Here in our parsha, it says you should not deviate right or left. Small chaser below vav. Small is spelled, right, sin mem aleph vav lamed. But here it's spelled without a vav. Right? Lo tasur yaminu small without a vav. Ulahalan, etzel parshat melech, because in our parsha, the melech is also again told in our parsha that he can't deviate the yaminu small. Ulevilti sor min hamitzvah. Yaminu smo. Be warning to the king. The Melech Yisrael, he cannot deviate. Visham k'tiv smo belovav. Male bevav. And with the king, it's written male, with a vav. Davar ze sha'aleni talmid chacham tam hashinu. So he says that a scholar asked him this, somebody asked him this question, and it's a good question, right? You know, these are questions that only sometimes a great scholar who sees, or a little child, sometimes a child can ask you a question that you're trumped for weeks with, right? Or in Talmud Chacham. So he says here, this is from Talmud Chacham. Ve'ef shalomar b'zev k'pshuto. I want to say pshat. I want to say, explain this. Al pi divrei chazal v'rashi hanal. Based on this Rashi. The kavanat ha-torah kan. What the Torah means here, the first one, where it is chaser, Afilu omrim lecha, even if he tells you the judge, al yamin shehu smol, v'al smol shehu yamin, v'hapirish b'zeh, and that means, as we explain in the Sifrei, in our oral tradition, hainu, afilu im lefi daitcha, yaniru lecha shehem omrim al yamin shehu smol, gam ken ata chayim lishmolem. Even if what he tells you that to do right is left, according to your knowledge, according to your, it's obvious to you that what he's telling you is right or left, right? But he's telling you that's what you have to do. I'm saying it's right, even though you see that it's left. Ukemo shamru ken lehedit beloshna sifrei. The sifrei said it. Afilu nira'im be'enecha al smol shehu yamin. Even if it appears to you that the left is the right, val yamin shehu smol, the right is the left. Ulefizeh hare rak lefi da'ato nira lo shehu smol. So in other words, it's only according to the judge. The judge is saying, this is right. This is my right hand, he's saying, and this is my left hand. So it's only according to the judge, but the whole world, the rest of the world, doesn't see it that way. It was a reality check. Reality check is this is not right. It's not left. But the judge, according to the judge, it is. Aval ha'emet v'atzedek hu ima Sanhedrin. Shebelishkan ha'gazi. But you have to go with the Sanhedrin. We have to paskin with what the Sanhedrin says. V'im ha'chachamim shebedor, the chachamim of that generation. Even to me, it seems to take this course and to take this course of action halachically is in the right way, is really left, it's wrong. But to him, to the court, to the rabbi, whatever, it's right. She'im heim omrim al yamin, no shuz yamin, hu ha'emet, yamin velo smol, ulechein k'tiv smol chaser. Therefore, smol is written without the vav. L'rameis, to indicate us, to hint to us, she'be'emet ein zeh smol. It's not really smol. It's not geographically small, right? It's not realistic. Reality check, it's not small. But the Besdin creates a new reality, a parallel reality, and they say it's small, right? That it's small. But it's not really small, right? You hear this very subtle point they're making, very subtle point. It's really not small, right? But it's the Besdin says it's small. So therefore, you can't write it as with a vav. It's written chaser. Ulechein k'tiv smol chaser. L'rameis to hint to us, shebemet ein zeh smol. It's not really left. Mamash. Ela lefi dimyuno v'te'uto shel ha'shoel. It's aval lahalan, but now let's go down to the melech. So now the melech is told not to deviate to the right or to the left in his carrying out his role as the king. Ma shekatva Torah, and there smol is written with a vav. Levilti sor min hamitzvah yaminu smol. You can do everything you have to do to be the melech, but one thing you can't do, you cannot deviate to the left or to the right. K'tiv b'smol male. Smol is written with a vav. Desham, there, hakavana, shelo yasur miderech ha-Torah v'hamitzvah, shu ha-be'emet smol. Here, the judge is being told he cannot deviate from the laws of the Torah. Black on white, he can't deviate. And that's small. That's real small. He cannot deviate from the small. L'chein k'tiv sham, small malev. Therefore, small is written malev. So now I think he's going to give us an example. Matzina b'zeh gam ad kame gedolim divrei chachamim. I want to show you, he says, demonstrate an example of how great the wisdom of the chachamim are when they make their gzeres and takonis, rabbinical laws, to protect the basic laws of the Torah. Dafilu bimkom shetiknu takana o gzera or gasru gzera leize yisur. Even in a place where the rabbis made a protective takana, protective din, v'natnu tam ledivrehem, and they gave a reason for their what they say. Yesh lihizaher b'divrehem ulekayim gzeratam af bimkom shelo shayach atam v'agzera. So if the rabbis give a reason, give a gzera. I'll give an example of it. And that reason comes with a